morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it is a wonderful Wednesday.
Wonderful Wednesday.
I told you yesterday that today was going to be a wonderful Wednesday, and so far, so good. Mm-hmm. Well, we've gotten some very strange news. There's been some strange news. Things in the news about some people in our area. Nothing like catastrophic or anything like that, but certainly some issues related to some...
Certainly causes us to pause for a moment and think about things from a different perspective.
So. Yeah, so, and we're not going to get into that today, but it was a news report about a mental health counselor here in town, in our area, who did some things that he probably...
Crossed a boundary.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I read an article a couple years ago with two psychiatrists about boundaries in our field.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, and it's a slippery slope that we sometimes get on, and so this was a boundary issue, and certainly if you have questions about it or you want to comment on it, we'd be happy to discuss it if there are specific questions you have, because it's a difficult and very sad turn of events.
Yeah, absolutely, and I feel horrible for his patients, and it does make you wonder where he was, what he was doing, and everything, but most important to us, I think, is the reflection it has on the work that we try to do.
That's right. It happens with physicians all the time. If a physician makes a mistake and it makes the news, sort of all physicians sometimes get hit by that same brush. So, we're feeling some of that this morning, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, we went into it. After I said we weren't going to go into it, we then ended up talking to about it for
that.
A few minutes.
So. You do that on occasion. We're not going to talk about this.
But let's talk about it for a minute.
Okay. But it is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, and so we have
suddenly
a letter.
It's Wednesday.
We have a letter from a listener that I think starts us on an interesting conversation that we've touched on before, but I think it's going to bring us to some new discussions today.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the question prompted us to certainly think about things.
Right.
So that's what we appreciate when we hear from our listeners. So keep those letters coming.
So this letter is from Leslie, and she writes, "Why is life so tough?" Now we could just stop. We could just stop there.
That's a topic.
But she says, "Sometimes it seems as though things are going well, but then out of nowhere, something happens and just knocks me off track. I set goals for myself, but then one morning I wake up and feel like I have no purpose. Why does this keep happening, and what can I do about it?"
Mm-hmm.
Now I assume that it's a female. I said she because Leslie, but Leslie can of course be a guy's name. So if it's Leslie, if you're a man, I'm sorry for assuming gender.
Mm-hmm. Gender bias.
That's right.
So she's saying why
does this keep happening, and what can I do about it?
Okay.
So you know, that's a fantastic question without a very specific answer, because why does this keep happening? Because it does. Because it's part of life, it's part of what we go through and part of our life experience.
So she's in this letter, she's saying that she's making progress, she's toward whatever goals she has set for herself. She's making progress, but on occasion, feels like she's not making progress.
Right. She feels like she has no purpose. She feels like she's just stuck.
Oh, okay. All right. We talked a little bit about this a couple of days ago.
Right.
When we talked about staying on our food plan.
Right, right.
Okay. Yeah.
And I wonder, this may have been written in response to something.
That. Mm-hmm.
But I was seeing a family not long ago, and the father started an analogy that I thought was really good. And I took it a little bit farther, because I think it's a great analogy for situations like Leslie's in, but certainly for situations that other people may be in, whether you're dealing with depression or feeling stuck, feeling or questioning what is your purpose, what are you doing, where are you going, those kinds of things. And the analogy was an asteroid.
He made this analogy.
The father did.
The father
did. And the father said, you know, sometimes we feel like an asteroid, or sometimes we are an asteroid. We're just kind of floating through space. We have no idea where we're going, what we're doing. We just know that we're traveling a million miles an hour in a particular direction. And we don't know what our destiny is, where we're going. We like to think that we do, but along the way, and this is where I kind of started to elaborate or build on it a little bit, because I think it's a great analogy. You have no idea where you're going, but you think you see your destination in the distance, And then all of a sudden, another asteroid or something comes in and knocks you off course a little bit. Right. And then you're thinking, oh my gosh, all that time I thought I was heading there. Now where am I going? And you'll have your eyes set on...
Was he saying this to a child? To his...
His teenager.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, you know, so now you're setting your eyes on that. And then something else comes and knocks you off track again. And so, as we're floating through space, floating through life, we set goals and we think that this is our goal. And then we're informed. Something happens. We're told something. We learn something. We experience something. And it knocks us off track. And that may be a good experience or a bad experience. Will lead us to different trajectories mm-hmm. in our life. But our ultimate goal, you know, we don't always know our ultimate goal. We don't know what's That's going right. to happen, mm-hmm. what our future purpose is. We just can't predict that. And so we think, you know, we have these times sort of like Leslie mentions, you know, I feel like I have no purpose. And it's because we don't know. We don't know what that ultimate goal is. You know, as I was building on it and talking about being shifted and moved, you know, if we think about the theory with the dinosaurs and all that, you know, 65 million years ago, an asteroid hit the Earth.
Right.
And if someone was just some spectator sitting out there watching, mm-hmm. may see that and say, oh my gosh, look at all that destruction, look at all that devastation, how awful. But from that came humans.
Came the elements that
led us to, you know, where we are today. And so that asteroid or that person spectating and watching that asteroid would have had no idea what the ultimate purpose of that asteroid was.
You know, as I'm listening to you talk about this, and especially I'm thinking about this dad talking mm-hmm. to a teenager, sort of fatherly advice, you know, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think of two things. One is we talked the other day about when you have a specific goal, weight reduction, strength training, building new habits. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we said during that discussion that you will encounter two things. You'll lose ground on mm-hmm, occasion mm-hmm. and you'll reach plateaus where
right.
it doesn't seem to be working anymore.
Right.
And plateaus are a natural mm-hmm. part of whatever goal we're pursuing.
Right.
Okay, you're going to reach plateaus, you're going to have disappointments. And our advice then was you have to keep working through mm-hmm, it. You have mm-hmm. to keep working. That's not the time to stop.
Right.
Okay. We stop at two points. One when we're not making progress, and one when we have made progress.
Right.
You know, you make progress. Like, okay, now I can go back and eat chocolate
yeah.
thunder cake, you know, because I've made progress, and then you're back to where you started. But the other thing is, I see this, I think, what Leslie's talking about here, I see this with many 20-somethings.
Right.
Late teens, early 20s, right. late 20s, where people are not sure what they want to do.
Right.
You know, some have a high school diploma and they're not sure what to do from there. Others have a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
They have finished their college and they're sort of, the way they describe it is, I feel like I'm standing at an abyss.
Right.
And I don't know what to do now. You
right.
know, I don't know whether to take this job or to pursue this I don't know what to do.
Right.
And the advice I give them is do something.
Right.
You know, don't just sit at home waiting
right.
for the asteroid to hit. You have to, and that's what you're advising
right.
Leslie do it, is you have to keep moving forward.
Right.
Get a job
yeah.
because that job will lead to the next job,
right.
will lead to the next job. And eventually
right.
you're going to find what you want. But you have to get out of the house, off the sofa. You have to get out of that channel. You know,
right.
you get stuck in these ruts and these channels. And so you have to get out of that.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, when I was a teenager or even in my early 20s, I would have never predicted
yeah.
that I was going to be a psychologist.
You know, when you were 15
you know,
or 16, you're saying, I know what I want to do.
Yeah, I was going to design airplanes. That's what I was going to be. I went to school initially to be an aeronautical
right.
engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work out for a variety of reasons
right.
that we won't go into right now.
But I mean,
but
people go to college, when I went to college the last time, I went to study a specific topic.
Right.
When I went the first time, I was just going to college.
Right.
I really didn't know where it was going to end up.
Right.
I knew that I was going to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, so you go and
but
then...
you go and you do it.
Right. And that's when... And I give similar advice to people that just... you have to take certain classes and so it's going to expose you to so much.
That's
and
right.
you're saying the same thing. Take a job because it's going to expose you to
mm-hmm.
so many other things that you wouldn't otherwise... experience things
and
that you
may
wouldn't
hate
otherwise
it.
Know.
You
yeah.
may hate the job. So you've learned something.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about, being shifted off course.
Right.
Because, okay, I don't want to do this. Right. And I've had young folks come in and say, I do not want any part of that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's incredibly important for you to know.
Right.
You know, don't be discouraged. Keep moving. Then yeah. Move in the direction that seems to be suited to what you want to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just before my senior year of high school, I worked putting up barbed wire fences between areas in phosphate mines.
In Florida.
In the summer.
Right.
With an auger. Do you know an auger? Mm-hmm. So you have basically a motorcycle engine and you're
drilling holes
into the ground. College was a definite for me after that.
I worked on a farm.
I'm never going to have to
I worked on a farm the year before I went to college. The summer before I went to college. Mm-hmm. 6 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Yeah.
We were treated like farm animals mm-hmm. by the foreman, and I got to college and I just kissed the ground. I said, "I'm never going to leave here again after that experience."
Right, but you know, while I was working there and felt miserable and really did not enjoy it at all. We would fill our water cooler there, mm-hmm. and it's at the mines, so right. It had that sulfur taste. You know, there's probably
that's why you glow in the dark.
That's probably why. But at the same time, there were a couple guys that we worked with that loved it. They loved that work. They enjoyed it.
The physical,
that I did that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the fence.
I accomplished that.
And we get off work at this time, and mm-hmm. and then I don't have to take anything home with me. I just leave it in the truck. I go home, and then I can come back and I can do it the next day. Right. So it's that kind of work is for some people. But again, you wouldn't know that until you experienced it, until you tried it.
Yeah, you can't imagine yourself through these things. You just have to go out and do it. You know, I hate to sound trite, but just go do it.
Right. So Leslie, our advice to you and to everyone else. You know, you are the asteroid. You are floating. You are in space, and you're going to be knocked off course. You're going to think that that dot in the distance is your destination.
You know,
it may or may not be.
The asteroid analogy is interesting because the entire universe, our solar system, and our whole universe is hurtling through space.
Yeah,
we're not stuck out in the void.
Right.
We're going someplace.
Right.
The entire universe is going someplace.
Right. You know, right. So while you're traveling in this direction, this other person over here is traveling in that direction.
Right.
And you have no idea that you're going to meet until
it happens.
So just keep moving forward. Stick to it and have the flexibility to shift if you need to shift and to accept, and as we always talk about, you know, especially with negative experiences are just as informing as positive experience, and arguably more important.
Yeah, there's no such thing as failure.
Right.
This is another topic, but we should talk about getting out of your comfort zone too, because that relates to this. You might have to move out of wherever you are, but that's a topic for another day.
Yeah, that'll be a different day.
Interesting question.
So Leslie,
it happens to all of us.
I hope that's helpful, and I hope it's helpful. We get those kinds of questions all the time, mm-hmm. Almost on a daily basis from patients and people that we work with. So, great question. All right, so it's Wednesday. So again, get out there, exercise. I know you can do it. You can stick to it. Exercising, eating well, you know, doing all the things that you need to do to stay happy and healthy. And I mentioned it last week, and I haven't reiterated it this week, but make sure that you're doing those self-reflections in the evening, and you're taking some time to write down, you know, what did I accomplish today? What did I not accomplish today? And what am I going to do tomorrow? You know, have that sort of wrap up your day before you lay down to go to bed. Wrap up your day with that so that you can have some closure, so that you can have some goals for tomorrow, and you can be all set.
Keep your day organized. Keep yourself organized.
Absolutely.
Right? And moving forward.
All right. So tomorrow's Thursday.
I know. I can't believe it.
It's going to be great. Tomorrow is the last Thursday of September. Tomorrow.
This is the end of September.
Yeah.
Only two more days. Yeah. Friday's the 30th.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
and this be one October. Went by in a hurry.
Yeah. Man. So and I know there's a cold front coming through this weekend.
That's too bad. I don't like to hear that.
So Friday, of course, we're going to be talking about going out and being outside as much as you can this weekend.
How cold is it going to get?
I don't know.
70s.
I don't know. Somebody else told me that. I don't watch the news, so somebody else told me that it was going to be a cold front. So, all right. So have a fantastic day. Wonderful Wednesday. And we will see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
All right. Bye-bye.